I got a few things I want to say.
It's Monday, April 1st, 2013. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. It's a music show where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
The word now is seize the time.
This time, let me introduce the band members one by one.
Intensify rage.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
Seize the time.
Pork chops. My girl tastes like pork chops. My girl tastes like pork chops. When I kiss her, I wonder what she had for dinner. Pork chops. I bet it was pork chops. I bet it was pork chops. And I got a hunch I can tell you what she had for lunch. Sizzling, drizzling, grizzling slabs of high class bacon meat. Ain't no fooling when she starts drooling. Tastes like drips, a liquid hog lip spilling outside of a bucket of pig feet. Pork chops. My girl tastes like pork chops. My girl tastes like pork chops. When I kiss her, I wonder what she had for dinner. Hog lips spilling outside of a bucket of pig feet. Pork chops. My girl tastes like pork chops. My girl tastes like pork chops. When I kiss her, I wonder what she had for dinner.
Oh man, I love that song. It's really funny stuff by a band from Los Angeles, California. They're called the Two Man Gentleman Band. That was the song Pork Chops. It's from their album Two at a Time, which is all just like pork chops. It's really fun. It's sort of old-timey style and old-timey sound and music that is not old-timey. It's funny new-timey music. They use like old-timey recording equipment and do it all very authentic. Really good stuff. If you like that song, you want to check out the album. It's all just like that and totally fun to listen to on a Sunday afternoon. Speaking of bands, they're sort of like harkening back to olden times. How about this one from Brooklyn, New York? They're called Chalk and Numbers. Played them on the show before. They had an EP out, I don't know, years two, I don't know, a while ago. They got a new EP. It's called Parade, and it's just as good as the first. They got a little bit of that She and Him kind of sound where they take a little something-something from the 60s girl groups. It sounds great. Love the EP. Five tracks, all solid. We're going to hear two. We're going to hear Pretty Colors and Boy, both are fantastic, both by Chalk and Numbers, right here on The Sounds of My Head.
Yeah. esperanza, aunque te esperará. Mi corazón se avanza, un fantasma cuerpo real. Mi amor no tiene venganza, aunque te matará. Este viejo no se cansa, siempre te persigará. Así que fe y amor no necesita esperanza. Ven amor aunque feo amor no grita en mi lancha alrededor de ti.
Love not unlike, I am woman, hear me roar. I got to do to make that man want me? What have I got to do? Loving you is making it easy. Make that man love it. Love is making it hard. What have I got to do? Loving you.
I gotta tell you, I have just about had it with the press squealing in delight at every mundane thing the new Pope does. I get it that this is a legitimate news story, but can we at least stop saying that the job of Pope is so hard? Hard job? All a Pope does is talk, and everything you say is right by definition. And what other business could you be in where your company gets caught running a child sex ring since forever, and you still keep your customers? And that is the advantage of being around for 2,000 years. You know, people think all the church's rules and traditions come right from Jesus, but almost none of them do. The Catholic Church has basically always done what we do here at Real Time. It's a bunch of guys sitting around making up new rules. For example, new rule, confession. Jesus never said anything about confession, even thought of it. They pulled that out of their ass in the 12th century. Just like they did with new rule. Women can't be priests. That's also not in the Bible. Neither is celibacy for priests. We didn't have that until the 4th century, and even then, priests could still get married. They just couldn't have sex, like regular marriage. Jesus also never said anything about a pope, let alone that he should live in a palace and get carried around in a chair like Liz Taylor and Cleopatra. Or papal infallibility, another rectum-derived edict that came in the year 1870. It's an eternal truth that's 11 years younger than the escalator. I remember the new rule they made up when I was a little Catholic boy. Okay, first we had new rule, no meat on Fridays. And then one day, the Pope went, this just in. New rule, meat okay on Fridays. I mean, the whole thing is just so shamelessly made up as they go along. Or how about this whopper? New rule, not only does God have a son, who's really him, but there's also a Holy Ghost in there, and they're all one person called the Trinity. A Catholic monk named Tertullian made up the Holy Ghost in the 3rd century, and after that, it is true. I tell you, religion, it's like Wikipedia. Anyone can write something in.
Sleep at night with you.
All right, time to catch up. Before the last two songs you heard two songs by the one, the only, Devendra Banhart from Los Angeles, California. From his new album, Mala, we heard two songs. We heard My Negrita and Won't You Come Over. Both are fantastic. The album, it was hard to choose because there's so many great songs on it. It's a pretty solid release from Devendra. So if you liked those two tracks and you like other stuff by Devendra Banhart, you're definitely going to want to pick that one up because it is a very solid new album. Okay, the songs we just heard, though, before I started talking, it's a band from Brooklyn, New York. They're called X-Cops. And the two tracks we heard were Separator and Broken Chinese Chairs. Both are from their album True Hallucinations. And I think those are sort of the standout tracks. Kelly really likes the song James, which is also on there, so I feel obliged to mention. When she found out I wasn't putting James on, she was like, why? What? That's the best song. Why wouldn't you put... And I was like, I don't know. I don't like that song as much. So that's why it's my show. Anyway, so there you have it. X-Cops right there. So hope you liked it. Okay, speaking of cops, how about jail? Who takes you to jail? It's the cops. And who, maybe if you spell jail wrong, maybe X-Cops would take you there. So what am I talking about? The next band I'm going to play. They're called Jail. And they got two L's, so they spelled jail wrong. But we're going to hear three songs by them. First, we're going to hear a song off their previous album that came out a few years back called Baby Eye. And it's the song I first heard by them, and it's their best song. It's really good. I love this song. It's from their album That's How We Burn. And then they've got a newer album that just came out, I don't know, late last year called Traps. And we're going to hear a couple tracks from that one after we heard Baby Eye. The songs we're going to hear off of Traps are Horrible Things Make Pretty Songs and Madness. And these songs are all really good, and if you like, and I think they're very representative of how Jail sounds. So if you like any of these songs I'm about to play, then you might just want to pick up everything by Jail, because they're pretty solid. So here we go, Jail. First, Baby Eye, and then Horrible Things Make Pretty Songs and Madness, all right here on The Sounds of My Head.
Thank you. sickness of the market stands when torture is torn. And then you rush in and pull my pin and hug me to the floor. It's a no good gracious act you pull. I'm long standing dud. Russian frantic again, there's a light burnt out in the bedroom. There's some cold things moving, darkness blows the plumes of panic. We'll be right back.
right, so that was two songs in a row by a band from San Diego, California. They're called Mrs. Magician, which is a good name for a band. And the two tracks we heard were There Is No God and Prescription Vision. Both are from their album Strange Heaven, which I feel like those two tracks, I feel like they represent them well. They got that kind of surf sound. They kind of sound like San Diego to me. I guess there's other bands who I think are from out there that they sort of remind me of. Anyway, Mrs. Magician, quite good. So I feel like those two tracks pick up the whole thing. And we're going to finish up this episode with an instrumental track by a band from New York City called Hot Sugar. It's really just a guy. He goes by Hot Sugar. He makes all the sounds himself, and there is a lot of sounds. So it's saying something. We're going to hear a great song. It's called The Kid Who Drowned at Summer Camp. It's from his album Moon Money, which is my favorite of his numerous releases. But you should check out this whole record if you like this song or any of the music I've been talking over this whole episode. It's all by Hot Sugar. So check it out, Hot Sugar, with The Kid Who Drowned at Summer Camp, finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over on this show was Everybody's Parents Will Die, and The Girl Who Stole My Tamagotchi, and, this is the name of the song, and The Walls Will Come Tumbling Down, the demo, all by Hot Sugar. If you like any of that stuff, check it out. Hot Sugar's pretty cool stuff. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen, and I mean that. You can also find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com. Email me at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. You can find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and, you know, stay in touch. I like to hear from you guys. Thanks a lot, and we'll see you on the next episode of The Sounds in My Head.